Podcast. George, Ryan, Greg.
Back
in the building.
Yep.
Who's number 50? David Robinson.
The Admiral.
Sean Lee. For the 2018 Super Bowl champion Cowboys. And we released Romo today. Who else is number 50?
I'm looking. I don't know.
Not many.
Oh, I can't think of his name right now. Who's his name?
Oh,
Zach Randolph.
I'm going to say Zach Levine. What are we talking about today?
Talking about Sneaker Con and the Desert Showdown. Apparently, we're revamping our New Year's resolutions.
I'm revamping mine.
Because you can't stick to it?
I'm just adding to it.
Oh, you're going to add to it? Okay.
Which one?
Well, don't say it on the mic because I didn't say it on the mic.
Man, why are you saying it on the side?
Are you telling the story that we talked about in your office?
What are we talking about?
About emails.
Oh, no, because they
You're not telling that story? All right.
They gave us a table.
You can tell Simple later.
Yeah. Because it was like I thought they were blocking us out, but I don't know. I still don't know if they were blocking us from getting a table. Because dude hit me up and was like, we have an opening. I'm like, how you got an opening when you told me, I don't know.
Who?
Sneaker Con. I don't think they would let us get a table. I think they was like, nope.
So you are telling this story then.
Yeah, but, I don't want to make it like it happened.
So none of this is going in.
I mean, I'm going to leave this in, but I mean, I don't know. I thought they were blocking us from getting a table, which I'm still
Are you
not
telling
debating.
The story or not? Because if right, you're not, fine. Just stop right there.
All
right,
fine. We'll just keep going. What else are we talking about? And I'll talk about it.
We're talking about the Air Max slash the Air Max 1 slash Jordan 3 Atmos pack.
Ridiculous. Oh, I thought you were about to say the release from Saturday or whatever.
We'll talk about that.
We'll talk about that too.
Ridiculous.
Cause Air Jordan 4s. Top 10 sneakers. Sneaker cops we regret buying.
That's a fact.
And first, as always, the week of pickups. But first, apparently my comments last week had some negative reactions to them. So I would just like to take this time to say that my comments are the sole opinions and expressions of myself, Ryan, from the Sneak Diss, and have no bearings on George and or Gregory. So if I offended anybody or any other podcasts, I apologize to all of you personally. I'm allowed to have an opinion, and I'm allowed to think that I am part of the best sneaker podcast that there is. Otherwise, I wouldn't come here every week. So, with that being said, anybody whose feelings were hurt, I'm sorry. Now, my pickups for this week are two playoff 12 lows. Had a double. Shout out to the silence plug.
The silence was deafening.
Goddess Flyknit Racers and Flyknit Air Max 90.
Oh, the white ones?
Infrareds. Yeah.
Those you are seen fire. My person?
Oh, wait. All right. Say it again. What happened?
The Goddess White Flyknit.
The Goddess White Flyknit.
Did you get any of, what is this? We got to start saying under retail or over retail, by the way.
All of my pickups, under retail.
Dang. Lit.
Shout out to the plug.
What'd you get?
Wait, that stuff was. Oh, I guess it was sitting still.
But that
on
stuff
Nike.
Came out today.
What did?
The Goddess. Flyknits? I thought they came out today.
They came out today, yeah.
Oh. He's already getting them under retail already?
On the website, yeah. So I won't get them for like a week. And then I got that Flyknit Air Max Infrared, which actually sold out. I was surprised.
Oh, it sold out?
Yeah.
I thought it was already on Kicks deals.
No, it didn't sell out like at stores, but it sold out on Nike.com on sneakers app.
Dang, so. I didn't even go in there and look at it. I don't look at none of that stuff anymore. What'd you grab, George?
Absolutely nothing.
Nothing. Didn't you get Inkies?
I said that last
week. Oh, that's right.
Yeah, that was last week.
Anikis. I mean, I got the stuff Anikis? In the mail that I talked about.
Oh. Is that what you went?
And they're both fire.
You didn't get Anikis?
Uh-uh.
I got to get those. Them joints are fire.
I'm super excited for the Flyknit Air Maxes and for the Flyknit Racers, though. And the 12 Lows, I got that pair. I brought my pair in. Super nice.
Is there a swoosh on the Flyknit Goddesses, the white ones?
There is, but you can't see it.
It's just white? Oh. Mm-hmm. I thought maybe these were different, like no swoosh. I was trying to look for it on the pictures. You just can't see anything.
Yeah, everything's white. I think it's honestly probably the dopest Flyknit. I know it's going to get trashed, but I think it's joints, probably the dopest flying
joints. They're fire. Them joints just too much money. Way too much money.
Yeah, I mean, even like with the discount, they were still like, they were still 105.
Pickups.
Yeah, but that at, I think at 120 is a good price point for that shoe. So probably 105 is fine. I mean,
yeah, I'd pay $100 for a flying eraser. Like, I mean, I'd rather pay 78, but it's nothing. It has nothing in it. No zoom, no air, no lunar, no nothing. It's just.
I mean, I put it on my foot when I bought that Multicolor before I returned it, and it like you said. I mean, it feels like I don't understand the point. I mean, it's.
The funny thing is,
why wear a shoe?
The funny thing is, when you first wear it, it almost like I've never worn a high heel, but I would imagine that it almost felt like what wearing a high heel would feel like, because that heel is so small that it like it feels like your foot like wobbles on the back of it.
It does that a lot. I think I twisted my ankle the first time I put those joints on.
That takes like it takes a little while to get used to wearing them.
No pickups for me, like always. But I mean, actually, we could probably talk about it when we talk about Air Maxes and all that, but. New Year's resolution, still not copping until June 1st. Facts. But I honestly think, and I wish I would have done this in the beginning, I think I'm about to go extra hard at trying to cop every single major release that comes out until June 1st. And I'm just going to give them away to whoever for retail. Like, I don't care. I don't care if it's a Yeezy, OVO. I don't care what it is. If I grab five at most Air Max 1s, I'm giving them away for retail. I don't care. I'm not keeping one. So. No, that's facts. I'm not.
Can I get one? Can I get the plug?
I'm a random people. Random people. Right,
you're
going
to do a drawing?
No, I'm just going to just select it. You want it? I don't care what size it is. I'm just, you want it? You can sell it. I don't care. Like, until June 1st. Because it just, I'm sick and tired of, and we could talk about it, the releases. I'm sick and tired of nonsense like that. And we could talk about it after. But what's coming out this week?
Blue, Air Max 1s, it's got to be a Jordan, right? What Jordan comes out?
Oh, six hair.
Oh, that's right, the alternate sixes, hair sixes. They look kind of nice.
They don't suck, but it's just not necessary. What else? Black Hat 31s.
Black Hat 31s.
Those Kith Nakeds, is that this week or was that last week?
That was last week. Those flew.
It was at Kith and Naked last
week. Oh, whatever, I think
and
it's
then
like,
now it's at the consortium. I think it's stores.
Few is places. Is it this week or next week, though?
I think it's next week.
Next week.
Oh, okay. And then that the consortium Oregon Kobe. I got the Nike.
I got that, yeah.
Reserve. You guys want it? No. I'm not buying a Kobe shoe from college. He didn't go to college. Just makes no sense.
Definitely not from Oregon, because if he went to school, he would have gone to Duke, so.
I'm not buying a Kobe college or a LeBron college shoe. It just never made any sense to me. That's about it, right? That's all that matters. I mean, only ones that matter at all that is the Sport Blues.
No Yeezys, yeah.
Air Max 1s.
Jesus. After release. Last week.
Did y'all try?
I tried. I tried on sneakers, and then I actually got in the car. I was sick as hell. All week. I had the worst cold I think I've ever had in my life.
I think everybody on earth is sick right now.
Oh, it was terrible. I could, like, Saturday, Sunday, I could not get out of bed without almost falling over. Like, I couldn't even get my balance. It was the worst cold ever. But I went up to Undefeated at, like, 10:45, 10:50 because...
What time did it open?
11.
Oh.
Because I had talked to an employee that said, hey, you know, we've got them, and I don't think a lot of people are going to show up. By the time I got there, there was probably 50 people in line. People started showing up, I guess, like, at 10:20-ish. And they let four or five people in, and the dude came out and was like, hey, we have seven pairs left. So so they probably only got 12 or 13 pairs total of the red Flyknit.
I bet they got 18 ones. And kept some, that's what I would guess.
I don't know, because what's his name?
I'm sure they let employees
buy. We'll talk about that, too. So you didn't get in line then? People were in line? Why they didn't raffle line. Those off then?
I don't know.
Gosh, that's
terrible. They do everything. They did the SNS Ultra Boost line. They did the Naked Ultra Boost line. They did Babe.
They got those?
Yeah. The SNS?
I don't remember seeing that on Instagram.
Yeah, they it did was? The SNS.
Are people like camping out there or like just getting there early?
You know what's funny is it's actually like, not that we would ever camp, but it's actually like a spot where you could camp and not be bothered by
it. Yeah.
It really
is. Police or whatever, you know what I mean?
Just
it's not a mall
just
or
by homeless people.
No security. I doubt there's many.
Dude, there's
homeless
a hell of
oh,
there.
Well, on that light
along
right
the light
there.
Rail, yeah.
People, I think the earliest, the answer to your question, the earliest somebody got out there, I think they said it was like 6 a.m.
Oh, that ain't bad.
I mean, it's not terrible.
I just didn't think that they would sell out. I didn't think they'd be raffled and sold out like that. It kind of makes me angry.
I really thought that if I woke up at 8 and did my thing on the sneakers app, it would say you.
Oh, wait a minute. You tried on the sneakers app and still couldn't get a pair? No. Holy crap.
You did too, did George, didn't you?
No, I tried to add it. Well, what something else came out that night too, at least on the European releases. Oh, the Naked Ultra Boost came out at the Naked website. So I tried to add that instead of adding the Naked. Air Max 1, the Kith CS2, the City Sock 2 that just came out.
Oh, that white thing?
No, there's three. No, that you're probably thinking of Alexander Wang. Pause.
No, the kit that just came out, the City Socks, the teal or the
there's
a pink one and a tan one.
And tan one, yeah.
Oh.
That we just talked about.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Those suck.
Yeah, yeah, they super suck. But no, so Naked released it that night, and I, like, as they released, I went on the website just to add those to cart. You know how we do. I just add stuff to cart. I don't check out. And the biggest the biggest size they had was a Euro 44, and I know a 12 is a Euro 46 and two-thirds. So what does that say for a Euro on that box?
43 as a 9.5.
Probably like a 10, so 10
then, yeah, the biggest size they had was a men's 10 then or something, 10.5.
And we're looking at Ryan got the Jordan 12 low, like he said, and these are pretty fire. Well, the materials are definitely fire.
Great.
I mean, they're definitely worth copping, but not for, what's retail?
170.
That's well, it's on the box right there.
Oh, yeah. That's way too much.
So I paid $120, $115
is about right. That's how much all Jordan should be.
$120. That's a good number. What were we talking about?
Air Max release.
Oh, yeah. So I tried to add the Nakeds. I got those in cart. Fine. I don't know how the Naked website is for checking out, so I didn't try to check out or anything. Who knows? I might
were
have
you naked?
Bricked. I was, actually. No, I was in bed, which was because it was at like 1 a.m., but the store that I bought the Anikis under retail from released the Air Max 1s at the same time, 1 a.m., and I tried to add it at like 104, 105 or something, and the website was broken. So I figured at that point they would sell out places. I didn't know that people would be able to sell them for $400, which is insane.
Didn't you try to get them on end, you said?
So stupid.
No.
Oh.
I will not say the name of the store because then more people will know about the store.
Yeah, the fact that they're selling for that much money is stupid.
The package is dope. I didn't know it came with a dust bag and all that stuff. I think it's kind of dope, but there's no way those are foreign. They just released 2-3 years ago. We talked about that.
They just dropped.
Now, the blue ones didn't, but the pre-sales on blue ones on GOAT are $1,000. I want to kill someone. That is ridiculous. I hope no one is paying that.
I've already entered like 5 raffles for the blue ones. Like, I'm serious.
Well, then I guess you need to tell me where the raffles are because the only one I know about is End.
Well, I have no,
I can't imagine the blues are that high because their pre-order is 500
whoever,
for the Atmos.
Whoever, what's the name?
500?
For the Atmos.
Oh, for the Atmos?
Yeah.
I told you that was 600. What's the name? Foamy Boost?
No,
Homer Simpson? Homer Simpson.
Yeah, he had a video with all three, the red, the blue, and the Atmos one. And he linked the company that he got. I figured he got seated, but he didn't on those. He got he linked in his video the page he got it from. And they were all three of them, I think, were already sold out because they were pre-orders. The blues he was selling, the website was selling for $250, which isn't bad, but I wouldn't pay that.
Was it Kick Square?
And then, unless I know they're selling for $1,000. If I know they're selling for $1,000, I would.
Was it Kick Square, wasn't it?
No, it was like Kicks R Us or something.
Oh,
that Rich Mike posted something on Kick Square.
There's another one.
Weren't the blues only like $239?
There's, I think on that website, they were $249.
Oh. I would have done
but that. Everything was sold out.
They did the $249?
I would have done $249. It's $100. Then I have to go wait in a line?
They were all sold out, and then Atmoses were sold out too, and that doesn't have a special box. People talk about it being a pack, but it's really two separate shoes. And that was they had those for $599.
I just
and they sold out.
Like I said, I went all 5 raffles I entered on retail. Any just random people.
I'll at your boy.
All they gotta
do is tell me where the raffles are.
All they gotta do is pay retail and shipping. That store in Italy, but I'm sure the shoe is probably gonna be like $7,000.
Yeah, their shipping alone is like $50.
And then like people I just seen them on like Instagram, like people stores and stuff. I don't know.
I didn't do it on End because it was like, I think it's still open, but on End it would be like $166 shipped, and I was like, I can get it cheaper than that, but probably can't.
Oh yeah, and shout out to Ben Hathos. We was there this weekend.
Speaking of which, Shanghai, if you're listening, Shanghai Soul.
I hit him up.
If those they're sit gone. In China. They're the blue gone. Ones? No, not the
he
red.
Said they released both of them. He said the blue ones sat for a couple days and the red ones were gone immediately.
What?
Everything's gone now.
Gone.
I hit him up Yes, I hit him up last night. We were talking about it.
He said it was gone.
Oh, I thought you were just asking about the red ones.
No, I asked about both.
That's lame.
Shout out to Ben Hathos. 2-year anniversary.
Sorry, I couldn't make it.
We went. Yeah, they were asking where you were. We went.
Deathly ill.
Me and George went up there, posted. I mean, just one of the coolest spots just to post up. Like, I don't think a lot of people understand, you know, how important. No, just the hat, you know. I can't buy nothing. I'm not, although I did want to buy something. They didn't want my size. Anyway, they didn't have a lot of 9.5/10s. At least not for me.
They did have a table of $4 shoes.
Man, $4 shoes, $100 shoes.
Yeah, another one was what? Something else.
I mean, some of the best deals. And you know what's funny is, like, you go to Ben Hathos, and it's not in the, like, greatest neighborhood in Arizona, you know. But when you go in there, you think about it, it gives, like, the person from that community the opportunity to own a pair of Jordans. Like, if you're somebody who grew up and you don't have, like, the best of conditions or situations, and you can go to a Ben Hathos and cop a used Jordan for, like, you know, $25 or something, that's dope. So, like, shout out to them.
It's like we say all the time, they're for the people.
That store is definitely for the people. And coming there and post up, and everybody that works in there is super cool.
Everybody's
and
super
they
cool.
Said they're some of them are going to come on the show, you know, definitely when the event comes closer. But that's Desert Showdown, and that's April 2nd.
Charles got a grill now.
Yeah, he definitely had a grill now. So that's April 2nd. We'll definitely be there. SneakerCon is the 18th. And, you know, we got a table there, so we'll be recording. Anybody in Arizona, anybody from out of town who listens to us, want to come walk up, post up, come post up, chit-chat, sit down. But real quick, the SneakerCon story. So now this isn't fact, all right? Now, I thought it was fact.
You might be riding solo.
I'm not. Oh, yeah, I'm going to definitely be there. Well, if you guys can't make it, I'm going to be there solo. But Cat's already is like, yo, I'm coming to chill. So some cat on Twitter was like asking me we're going, and I was like, just come up, pull a chair. Hyped, so. He was like, oh, lit. So I'm like, cool, man. Come post up. It ain't that big of a deal. Even everybody had been had those.
Matter of fact, you know what Chris said when I was talking to him? Chris said, we got to do a better job promoting, like, Jordan Mondays and stuff like that, which probably goes along with SneakerCon. Because he said a lot of people didn't even know that we did Jordan Mondays because we never mentioned it in this podcast. No, and then I started thinking about it, and I was like, we would get 2,000 views or whatever on this one and 150 on that one. And
I guess
because
that
nobody
sense.
Knew about it. So.
Oh, yeah, we never would say. We should end the shows with that. Well, we'll probably start something new Monday.
So SneakerCon, we got to talk about it now and post it on social media and whatever else.
So SneakerCon, definitely will be in the building. Come post up. Come chill. But real quick, and now this isn't fact, but I strongly thought, due to maybe what happened last week, we were banned from SneakerCon. And it could be. I don't know. So
because of me?
I don't know. So
dang,
because
backlash.
It's a Crep. Doesn't Crep sponsor all that stuff there?
I have no idea.
I don't know. So I emailed
the
guy.
Just tell the story.
Now, this isn't fact, and I could be wrong, but I emailed the guy.
You always get sensitive, though.
And
you emailed,
I said,
you
no.
SneakerCon.
I emailed SneakerCon. Sneak this podcast, blah, 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 blah. We want to get a table, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. The guy wrote back.
Sold out. The bike rider guy.
He said, sold out. I said, oh, all right, you know. So then I just, like, you know, appreciate the speedy response, whatever. But I was like, sold out. Is that the Phoenix Convention Center? That place is gigantic. So then I was like, I'm going to just send them something from another account, somebody else. Typed it up again. How you doing? Interested? Called me immediately. Hey, man, plenty of room. We got tables, you know. Blah, 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 blah. I'm like, okay. Back again from the sneak disc. Like, hey, you know, is there any way you can notify us about a table? No. That's what I said. No, I said, roll back again from another one. I said, all right, Oscar, I'm going to put your phone number in here. When they call, bring me the phone. I put a thing in, hey, interested in a table, blah, 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 blah. Called Oscar's phone. Hey, man, let me explain to you, you know, price of the table. We got plenty of space. We'll email you the link. I said, I'm acting like a guy. I said, yeah, you know, my son, you know, they want to sell some sneakers or whatever, you know, so I just want to get the price and blah, blah, blah. I said, so you email me the link. Do I got to pay, like, immediately because you're close to selling out? Oh, no, you good, bro. You know, just pay it anytime this week. So I'm like, all right. So then the next morning, I'm like, one more time from the sneak. How you doing? Is there any way to get on the list to be notified if anybody cancels their table? Zero response. None whatsoever. So I was like, oh, all right. Like, that's the way it is. So then, like, way later in the day, somebody finally wrote and was like, we have an opening, which is what it is anyway. So Long story short, I don't know if they weren't trying to let us come in and change their mind.
You got some picture up at the desk.
Better not give them my name on the guest pass.
So I was like, whatever, man. But either way, table's paid for. We in the building. So pull up, come chit-chat, talk. Atmos Air Max 1. Y'all copping?
If I can.
Come on.
Not the three. The three is trash.
All right. Tell how this is even happening. Because I think a lot of people forget how this is even releasing.
Nike did the Air Max Day re-release, or retro, I guess, not re-release, retro, what do you want to call it, important or hyped or whatever, Air Max.
Well, yeah.
So it was voted on.
Yeah, from some time in history, and they gave sneakerheads the ability to vote once per day, and you could go on there and vote every single day one time for what shoe. And the funny part was, like, a lot of different shoes actually led at different points. Like, Atmos didn't lead until the very end.
Cherry Wapata.
Yeah, that led. The Independence Day Reds led.
Oh, really? I don't remember seeing, like, the vote results or whatever. And you know what? I forgot that that's how that was decided. Everybody voted. And if I was buying sneakers now, I wouldn't buy it. No? I would ban it. No? Because that's, when you think about it, if you ask everybody to vote and you get thousands and thousands of votes.
Oh, I'm sure they got millions, but yeah.
Millions. You should be able to get a pair. Like, we determined what's coming out.
Like, people all voted and they're not going to get a pair, you mean?
That's insane. Because you know there's people that probably voted every single day.
Oh, yeah.
This should be a process of where if you voted, hey, you know, would you like a pair? You put your email in, you'll get your pair 2 to 6 months. You should be able to get a pair. This was determined by the sneakerheads. How many times you vote, Ryan? I voted a grip.
I voted a bunch.
But I didn't vote for Atmos. But still, I
think I voted for a different shoe every day, to be honest.
I think I did, too. I voted for, I think, a highlighter.
One day I voted for Independence Day Reds. One day I voted for Atmos. One day I voted for, I think the Patas were on there. They may not have. Kid Robot, maybe. I voted for something different, like, every day.
I voted for something every day, but... I mean, Nike.
I don't mean to say that, like, I actually went on there every day and did it religiously, because a lot of days I just forgot. But whenever I remember to go on there, I voted for something.
Because it was for a period of time. I want to say it was like a month
or something. Yeah. Or a week or 2 weeks.
But that's bullshit. Like, everybody voted and only select few can get them. And now pre-orders are 1,000 and only the popular right now can get them, and there's raffles for us.
Only the vloggers can get them.
It seems like a lot of vloggers have them
but
right now.
I don't know, but, well, I'm sure they have hookups and whatnot. Nah, but see, that's the thing is, like, if you have a small channel, you ain't got no money from YouTube or whoever, man.
We're talking about the money cats.
I'm not talking about the big dudes. I'm talking about the
money kicks.
Yeah, no. But well, I don't think he needs vlog money.
He probably has the originals.
Speaking of which, the comments on that topic were pretty funny. You guys are doing well in the comments section. Outside of the other controversy, for them kids was hilarious.
Also, shout out to Instagram followers that voted me freaking best freaking face on the Instagram today by double digits.
Voted.
Yeah, I got way more likes than you guys. I'm the sneak this god.
You do realize you have.
Let me play it.
I had what?
Just go ahead.
I had what?
Go ahead.
His
man.
Day in the sun.
Hey, just go ahead.
I had
man.
What?
You do realize, out of all three pictures, you're the only one that had sneakers in the picture.
Hey,
right?
It don't matter. They were looking at me. They were looking at me.
Literally, you had a Supreme Air Max and a Jordan 9. We had no sneakers.
They were looking at me.
If you think you got votes because you could barely see your face in the background.
They were looking at me. They were like, oh, it's our favorite.
Anyways.
Our Simpy's our favorite.
I forgot what I said. Oh, yeah, like I was saying, the fact that everybody else voted, you should be able to get a pair. And it's almost just like Adidas Human Race NMDs. Those are actually, the message on those, that's like if the elite can only have them. Like, you're talking about a shoe that's making a statement about the human race.
Well, I mean, you can go back to Dornbecker, same thing.
Same thing. I mean, you can't make shoes like that have these statements. That's like selling like a limited edition equality t-shirt or like a limited edition Black Lives Matter t-shirt. Like, that's stupid. Like, if you make something that you're promoting a specific type of message, you ask us, all the sneakerheads, to participate and vote for this, we should be able to sign up, go ahead and pay, and my pair will come in 6 months. I don't care how long it takes to make it. If I want it, because we voted, I should be able to get it. If I want a shoe that represents the human race, I should be able to get the shoe that represents the human race. I shouldn't have to pay $1,000.
I'm sure within 3 to 4 months we'll be able to Nike ID and Atmos Air Max 1. You'll be able to get whatever you want.
You're absolutely right. But the thing is, they should have made it that. They should have just made it an ID then. They should have made it an ID so everybody can get it. Because I don't like seeing GOAT. The prices on GOAT were in the thousands, like $1,100 to get a pair. That's insane. Like, it's stupid. And it's not even Atmos. Like, is this still considered Atmos? Or is that just the name that we just, it's just stuck with that? I think it's just
the elephant Air Max 1 now. I don't know.
Was the original have anything on it that, like, identified it as Atmos?
I don't think so.
I've never seen one in person, I don't think. I think I've seen one that pound for pound.
Well, maybe. I mean, it was their design, you know, their design collab.
F them.
What about the Jordan 3? The Jordan 3 is trash, right?
Trash.
Yeah, it sucks.
That's utter garbage.
So we don't have to talk about that.
It's a pack. I didn't know it was going to be an actual two-thing pack. I thought
you just said it wasn't a pack. They were sold individually.
It's a pack.
It is a pack?
It's $400. You saw the pictures of the boxes individually that the guy had.
I saw the picture of the box, too, where they're both side by side. It's a big one. Unless that's a friends and family thing.
I'm not sure if it's a pack.
But I saw the Jordan 3 and the Atmos.
I'm pretty sure that picture you're talking about was just two boxes open.
No, it was a white box. It was split. Like a white
that
thing.
Picture did look like it was a thing.
And it
like
was $400. They said the price was $400. That's why I
didn't see that.
I guess $150 because and $250.
Because the Atmos is only what, $140?
$150.
And the Jordan is what?
Probably $250.
$190.
$220. I don't know. I mean,
the picture that was in the back of that truck had every single pair, and all they were was Atmos is in a regular sportswear box.
Yeah, but there's a pack too. There's a pack as well. In addition to the individuals.
I would buy the pack.
You what?
I'd buy the pack.
I'd buy the pack and sell the Jordan.
Yeah.
There's no way. That Jordan is awful.
It's trash.
What is it, Safari? That's what it's supposed to be, Safari? That thing is utter garbage. And the fact that they had the nerve to put the Nike Air on the back is utter disrespect.
In like a puke orange.
But, is it orange?
Yeah.
Well, I thought it was green.
So, keeping in the Jordan topic, what about the cause Jordan 4?
I'm copping.
And
giving away.
I mean, I don't know if you're copping, but you're trying to cop.
I'm copping and giving away for retail, and that's facts. I mean, the cause.
I think they're fire.
I think they're fire. The I don't box care what is anybody fire. Say.
I'll take the box, just frame it, and put it in my office.
The fact that the midsole and the outsole to suede too is fire. It might be one of the better Jordan 4s I've seen based off pictures.
If I miss out on them and somebody's willing to just sell me the box top, let me know. Because I'll take the box top and frame it in a shadow box and put it in my office.
I mean, it's another pair that we didn't like necessarily need, but I think it's tight in the bottom that glows in the dark. You know, I don't care about glow in the dark. I don't care about. You know, nonsense like that. That stuff is gimmicky. I ain't walking nowhere that's dark. That's dark. I mean, walking
down no alley, clubs, no strip clubs.
No, nobody. We would never wear our Jordans in the clubs like that.
In the strip club?
Heck no.
We'll get a couple lap dances in
them. I don't want no girl sweating on my J's and taking my money. Ruin my J's and take my money. I went to work all week and she done ruined my J's and took my money. but I mean, even with the Atmos and that one, they're not necessary. Jordan is notorious for making Jordans that we don't need. We didn't ask for. Like, we didn't need a Joker 3. We didn't need any of that type of stuff.
Joker 3s are terrible. I forgot
those
about those.
Those were so bad. How those much we bad. Sell those for? Like, $285?
I bet you made money like $100 now.
They are so bad. Like, we didn't need that. We didn't need that Fire Red 3. Not the original Fire Red 3, but that one that was, like, reflective. It was, like, black, red.
Crimson 3.
Crimson 3s. We didn't need that. We don't even need a Hair 6. We don't even need a Black Cat 13. We don't need any of that. Like, and they still haven't even dropped a regular cement black 3. Or what is it called? Cement 3? They haven't dropped that yet with the Nike in the back.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say it's 2011.
Like, go drop that. Drop what we want. Drop what we need. I don't need no Atmos Safari 3. And they got a clear bottom. That garbage. Like, they can miss me with that. What else is there?
I mean, we can certainly address comments from last week about not necessarily what Simple talked about, but the other stuff about...
My belligerence?
No, I'm saying like people's reactions to the show about... What do we call them again?
False idols.
There you go. The fact that grown men, just the sneaker culture in general, the fact that grown men seek acceptance from other grown men they don't even know through sneakers is absolutely pathetic and embarrassing. Acting like females or children, and then some of them jump on and say like, oh, y'all just jealous that
got a
what's
lot
the name
of that.
Worked for what they got.
And,
listen here,
and first,
not a single one of them worked for anything they have. I literally watched the first Just Win TV show, and I'm putting my fingers in quotation marks because it's on YouTube and it's definitely not a TV show, at Urban Necessities. And JC flat out said, "Have you ever had a job before?" And Just Win said, "No, and I don't plan on ever applying for a job."
Yes.
If that right there doesn't tell all you stands for these little kids to shut the fuck up, I don't know what will. Shut your mouth. Those kids have done nothing in terms of work to get where they are.
And
am I hating on the children for loving sneakers? No, absolutely not. I'm hating on you for being a stan. You should be embarrassed with yourself if that's your feeling on it.
And that's the point we were trying to make. Wasn't that these kids have built them, like Kais Omar, from what I've watched a lot of Kais's stuff, and from what I could tell from him, he actually did build his brand from the ground up. And you know, like I've seen him go home to the Bay, and his parents don't live in a great house. You know, it's not like he grew up with all kinds of money, everything. So if you want to tell me that Kais is self-made, I will listen to you. But if you want to tell me that these other kids like Blake Lindley and Just Win and Money Kicks are self-made and want to tell us stop hating on them, they did it all themselves, because no, they fucking didn't. Because
kill yourself.
Kill yourself. Because I'm not going out and have a credit card that I can put a $35,000 pair of self-lacing mags on so that I can wear them with Greg and George to SneakerCon. So there are people out there that have made their channels themselves. And the ones that I'll say are Kais, Fomer Simpson, Mike Rich, anybody else you guys want to throw in that have made their channels like from...
See, I'll say...
Pretty much all... I mean, not only... It's not only vloggers either. It's anyone that is part of the culture or whatever you want to call it. Shoe game, whatever. The people who work for Complex, the people who work for
Joe Puma,
Soul Collector. If those people didn't grow up rich, they were not given anything. They worked for what they had.
They worked for what they had.
Applaud them.
Actually, Fomer is probably somebody that we don't give enough credit to on this podcast. Fomer Simpsons are good. Fomer Simpsons videos are good. And him and his brother do great stuff. Their reviews are great. Besides Mike, I would probably say that Fomer is the second most vlog I watch. Kais is up there as well.
Listen, any stands out there in any regard should be embarrassed with themselves. We love our fans. We want you to be fans, listen to the show. But I don't want you threatening people to fight people on the internet because they said something bad about our show. That's not how it works.
No.
I've seen Boost God fans and these little kids fans like threatening to God was on that show. People were threatening to pull up on the other podcast cats because they were asking Boost God questions on the internet. Like, shut your fucking mouth. We love our fans. We want you to listen to the show. We want you to tell your friends about the show if you enjoy it. But don't go on the internet and like threaten to fight people because they say bad things about us. We don't care about that. All right. That's not what I'm here for. I'm here to entertain people, entertain myself, to be honest with you. I don't care about having some person that worships me. Having a fan is fun and cool. Don't threaten people on the internet.
You know what's funny is the comments that were like, "You're just mad because you don't have those shoes."
No, I'm not.
No, we're not.
No, I'm not.
Like, this is the thing. Okay, first of all,
when I buy a pair of shoes, I buy a pair of shoes because I love them. And for me, the thrill is in the hunt. And also, for me being cheap as fuck, the thrill is in finding the best absolute deal I can and lowballing the shit out of people and feeling like I won.
That's 100% factual because Naper has told me when you go in there and argue for $25.
Fuck you. I'll fucking argue with Naper all fucking day. I'll argue with Naper over fucking 50 cents.
Yeah, I've heard you. He's told me when you try to like, he'll be like 150 and you'll be like, well, can I do 175?
Like I said, Ryan has tons of shoes, all right? I have a lot of shoes. George has a lot of shoes. I don't care about their stuff. And in hindsight and in real, actual facts, any of us in here can go pay $1,000 for a pair of shoes. We're just not morons,
yeah.
Okay? That's the thing. And it's not the fact We're not hating on them as sneakerheads. They are sneakerheads. They're real sneakerheads. If you can buy sneakers, you're a sneakerhead. But the fact that, like, no, you're a sneakerhead if you can buy sneakers.
If you can buy, okay. But I'm going to, like.
You don't got to be, like, self-made to be a sneakerhead.
But there are some people who.
Money kicks the sneakerhead.
Okay.
He will literally never be poor. Forever. But,
okay, it's not about the money. Like, a sneakerhead to me, and we've talked about this, this is like one of the first three or four episodes we ever did was what is a sneakerhead? And to me, a sneakerhead is somebody who loves sneakers because of the history and because of the tradition and because of, like, the past of sneakers. Like, to me, just being able to go, just buying sneakers doesn't make you a sneakerhead. Just buying a pair of mags doesn't make you a sneakerhead. Like, the appreciation for the culture and the appreciation for the product and the appreciation for the history makes you a sneakerhead. And we've seen it even in the group that we all met in locally. Like, there was a couple people who had a boatload of money who came in, would buy a bunch of sneakers. They made, you know, a few friends. They got a lot of pimples and then they left. And then, you know, now nobody ever hears from them again. And it's like, so I think that, you know, I think that people just see it as a way to gain popularity as opposed to a way to, like, become part of a culture.
See, I don't know. I think it depends on where you're from or how it's started. Like, I mean, I play basketball. So, like, You're retired. Well, I played basketball when I was in high school. It's just natural to have dope hoop sneakers, period. When you play basketball in school, I mean, I was one of the, you know, not to toot my own horn, I always dressed dope in high school, but a lot of times, what you happened? Know, a lot of times, yeah.
Right. Dang! Sneak this!
Shots fired. Pew,
pew, but that's pew. Actual alternative facts. Cause when you wore sneakers, let's like, see. We would wear hoop shorts a lot of times. You were told you wore your hoop shorts under your jeans.
Let's see the yearbook, fam. Best dressed or what?
Oh, I got best dressed in high school. Ew. Facts. I got best dressed in high school, and this girl was going to scrap up these Mexican dudes because these Mexican dudes that wore polo every single day, they easily could have got best dressed. And the girl was like, Greg, where's Iceberg? I was going Iceberg in high school. Facts. All right. Anyways, I had $300 sneakers. Anyways, so we always had dope sneakers. You had your Iversons. You had your Jordans. You had your stuff. You had your whatever. And this is when your jeans were gigantic. Your jeans were hoop. It didn't matter. You wore hoop shorts under your jeans. You wore baggy clothes. You always have fresh kicks. Me personally, I think you're a sneakerhead if you buy sneakers. Like, now, I don't consider you a sneakerhead. Like, we talk about Complex. Me, Ryan, George, we always talk about Complex shopping. If you're a Bow Wow and you're doing Complex shopping or you're doing something Complex related and you say your favorite Jordans are the black and white joints, you know, the black and white joints, and you talking about Concord 11s, you're not a sneakerhead. I don't care how many sneakerheads you got then. If you can't identify a Raptor 7 from an Olympic 7 or a Olympic 6 from a Infrared 6, to me, that doesn't make you a sneakerhead. You're just rich.
Okay? You're talking about grown men, though, right?
Talking about grown men. All right?
Yeah, not kids.
Now, I don't even know if kids can identify them. We don't conversate with a lot of these kids. Now, if you want to talk about the homies Two Shoe Freaks, shout out to the homies Two Shoe Freaks.
Shout out to them. And Two Shoe Freaks, make some more videos because I miss
they
them.
They do. I miss them.
So I don't have a problem with Semple's point, what he's making.
No. About it makes sense because it's right. But like I said, where I'm from, it was just you got Jordans, you were fresh. Everybody didn't have them. So it was like, oh my goodness. If I got multiple colorways, this is back when a Jordan or an Iverson would drop, and it would be three colorways. Red toe, blue toe, black, all blacks, right. And maybe a low top. That was it. I would get all four, all right? You know, that was like, yo, all right? Facts. Now, nowadays, when you're talking about, like us, we could buy kicks all the time. We can. Like, we know it. And we buy stuff and it sits in the closet and we let it sit there for years before we even touch it. I found stuff that I hadn't even touched. I look at it, I'm like, yo, this is what, which is why we're doing, I wanted to do top 10 worst cops. Like, I found trash cops, all right? Like, not even trash cops, just more of like, God, that was stupid. But with me, I feel like
my list is fire.
Like, I look at like a Joe Hayden, I'm sure his upbringing may not have been the greatest, so he's able to do what he can for himself now. But like, I look at Joe Hayden, he knows
what a this is.
Shout out to the Cleveland Browns.
He knows what a this is.
Shout out to the Cleveland Browns.
He knows what a this is, a that is, a this is.
If he doesn't play better, he ain't going to be a Brown much longer. Paul,
hey, he's going to be a Brown for life. You do, I got a picture with him on my IG.
Doing, and like, I'm yes, not you trying, sent it to us. And I don't want to bash Complex Twice. Shopping because we want to be on Complex Shopping. I think the best, the dopest Complex Shopping is if we all had laptops.
No, it's a great product. All right. It was a great idea.
It's a great idea.
But I actually watched
a... But have a Gucci man in there, exactly. and he's like, I like these ones that have the wings on them. And Joe's like, which ones are you talking about? And he's like, these ones. And he's like,
he has
flapping
to prompt.
The flap on the Jordan 4. Like, he's like, this, and he's like, oh, Joe's like, oh, you mean the Jordan 4s? Like, or when you have, what's that picture? Prompt,
Matt.
Matt, with the pitcher.
For the Mets.
Mets.
Oh, I thought he said picture.
The pitcher.
Harvey.
Matt Harvey.
Flat out lying.
Lying about having
the... Yeah, that's foolishness.
I mean, you know, like...
But I'm sure he has a house full of sneakers. I bet he has a house full of sneakers.
Like, they got to get Jeremy Guthrie on there. Like, has Jeremy Guthrie been on there? Or what's the name?
No.
Stroman?
No, but G-Eazy was good. I think Des Bryant knew the stuff,
well,
right?
He's sponsored by Jordan.
Action was good.
Action's good because he's funny. Like, he's that funny. Doesn't matter. You could put him in any situation and you're going to be entertained.
But see, Action and people like that, like Ocho Cinco.
I like what he said on that show.
I thought
show.
Chad
he was
Johnson
like,
was good.
They
Chad
want, Johnson like, Joe good. Wanted to go to the Jordan section to talk about it. Action was like, why? I don't wear it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. See,
I like that.
They stick to what they know.
What they know.
Like,
no, it's not that. He knows. He doesn't wear it because he says it's not comfortable. What does he weigh? 400 pounds? He wears Boost now.
So it's like.
Yeah, New Balance.
But like
and
you said,
New Balance.
When you get a Gucci Mane and all them, in there and Gucci in there like them joints
but Complex is doing it for views too.
I mean,
we 100% I get it, but it's not doing anything for the culture.
So I'll give you
it's
an example.
Not sneaker, you know, it's sneaker related with quote air quotes. It's not a sneaker culture thing. It's somebody famous, click it, like it, watch them cop. It's more about seeing how much they spend at the end. That's what I want to see.
I don't care about how much they spend. I want to see what they buy because a lot of them cats buy some 50, trash. Like, bro, what are you 50, buying?
50 bought like fucking Concord foams for like $600.
Rick Ross bought maroon sixes for like $480 or something.
So, but I will. So kind of to your point, I hate to keep bringing vloggers in this and Kais, but he did a thing to where he had his buddy. His buddy calls like Fire Kick or something. He's like his spinoff channel of Kais's. So he took Jordan's 1 through 13.
Oh yeah, that,
and gave
that,
them to
that
his
was
boy.
A, that was a fire topic. Yeah. I like that video.
And gave him to his boy and was like, put these in order 1 through 13.
Yeah, no idea.
And no fucking idea. Like after like not after I think after like
no, he,
six or
he he,
four,
he
four.
I think he got like I think he did 1 through 14 and he got half of them right. He got 7 right out of 14.
And it's like you have a sneaker channel. Like you call yourself Fire Kicks. And he's like, well, I know this is the 10 because OVO did
wait,
one.
Wait. You mean the guy that's calling himself Fire Kicks couldn't
get it? The guy that's doing
it,
calling himself
Fire Kicks. Yeah, but he's just like, he's goofy, though. That was one of the ones in the picture you were talking about where you said they went to New York Sneaker Con and they were all in the picture.
Right, but that is the point of like.
No, his YouTube channel is not Fire Kicks. That's just that's what they call him. I don't know, he's goofy. It doesn't matter. The channel they have is like him and his brother doing like. Comedy videos or whatever,
and the name better be me and my brother. Like
it's the fact that he has that name is absolutely ridiculous. And when I say I'm tired of people saying vibes, it's him. It's those two.
I've never.
That's where I got that from. I'm tired of people saying vibes. That's another rant I should go
when
on.
You and Ryan talk about that. I'm like, I have no idea what you could talk about vibes.
Just
my
anyone
cousin
in general.
Craig has a fucking sign on his desk says "Good vibes only," and I want to go break it and call him a hippie every day.
I don't.
Just the word is more, you know how overused lit is. Vibes is now surpassed lit.
It's
in
lit.
Terms
I've
of,
never seen it or heard it. I've
stop.
Never seen anybody ever.
Stop it.
Like people. Okay.
Actually, I don't watch the videos and stuff like
that.
Yeah,
but they do it on TV too. Like people, they'll be in like Hollywood and be like, ooh, I love the vibes here. Hollywood vibes are
but that's
or like,
different.
That's corny and stupid. I'm tired of it. Yes, it is.
That's
right. If you say it every 5 minutes and everywhere you're going,
but it depends
tired.
On how you say it.
It gets
right.
tired.
It depends on how you say it. Now, if you walk in a club and you be like, yo, the vibes is nice in this joint, that's all right.
Stop.
Now,
it's not even good
in,
anymore.
Now, if you walk in the In-N-Out Burger and be like, yo, the vibe in here is dope. All right. You go
don't
sit down.
Make it all goofy, right. Even goofy. Than it is it, going somewhere you like you go to Miami and then you go to
but the vibes in Miami are fresh though
but you don't need to say there. It because it's tired
I've never been
It's complete nonsense when people are. It's okay. What it is? I'll take a step back. People who really know nothing about the culture and aren't in the culture, but trying to be in the culture and then use the word. It's cultural appropriation and culture vulturing. That's what it is. You like to talk about that all the time. People who have no idea what they're talking about, just using a word because it's in the latest rap song.
The vibe in here is very hostile.
But you're not using, you're using that in a funny manner. You're not doing that completely seriously to where, like,
the
you're
vibes
just.
Is very
like,
hostile.
If we walked around all the time and just said lit every 5 minutes, you would want to kill me.
There was a period of time where we said lit a lot just because it was funny.
It's lit. I'm in the zone.
I wish I came up with it. I mean, that's how, I mean, that is a great term. There's a lot of words like that, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't mean stuff like doesn't get played out.
Lit swag. I remember. Gosh, I remember somebody when I was a kid. I was wearing suspenders. I wore suspenders to church. Some of the ugliest suspenders ever. And this guy said, man, he has so much swagger. I was like 9. Like, that was been around, the word swagger. It just wasn't popularized. It's like.
Well, yeah, they took the ER off.
I mean, it's just like back in, like, what, when Martin came out. He'd be like, I'm about to blow up. Like. It's just blow up.
You can't say that no more.
Like,
yeah, but that was before social media, so you didn't see it every 5 seconds. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
that's true. Like, you go, girl. Like, it's like.
Well, that, you know what the worst one is? The worst one is, can't we all just get along? Imagine if social media was out when people were saying that every 5 seconds.
Imagine social media back when a lot of stuff was like happening.
All righty then.
Get along? Yeah,
I'm
all righty.
Tired. I want to kill people.
Everything.
All righty then.
You know, I've seen those commercials with the life alert, and the lady's like, I'm falling and I can't.
Oh,
get
yeah,
up.
That's another one.
That's
actually
one,
a good topic.
Bro.
Yeah, terrible yeah. cliches that shouldn't exist anymore, but still do.
So, Chia
yeah.
pet.
what does that have to do with anything?
Chia.
Oh, all right. I don't remember anyone saying that
Nobody
like in an urban
that.
Setting, though.
What about the clapper?
Oh my god, you bringing up nonsense now. Nobody I'm talking about people that are trying to like use it as it being cool or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, it's just overdone.
But
I'm tired of vibes. Lit, for some reason, lit is still funny
it's
to me.
Groovy.
But I don't think people say it
groovy.
A lot. Like
groovy.
Rad.
Vibes is corny. I don't know. I don't know how to explain it, but it's so corny when people who have people who aren't cool say it to
what
try to be cool.
Oh, I think saying like the sneaker game is corny. Like
let's just say groovy.
You think seeing sneakerheads is corny? Yes.
Sneakerheads.
So wait, hold on. Let's go back to that point real quick because I was going
to
say
something. We need to finish.
So Simple's. Actually, now that I'm thinking about it, I think he's right. A sneakerhead in quotations is what he's saying it is. But I don't have a problem with someone who just likes shoes or likes trying to look cool. A kid, that is, not an adult. I don't have a problem with these kids wearing stuff they have no idea what it is because they're just trying to look fly. I mean, that's what it is. Like. I don't have a problem with
but
a kid
are they
wearing
not
a Yeezy.
Heads?
I think, well, I mean, it depends how you label them. I'm not labeling people sneakerheads unless, like Temple said, they fit in that. Because you don't need to be labeled a sneakerhead if you like wearing shoes and looking tight. I mean, that's.
I guess
we don't call
sense.
People clothing heads or luxury heads or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, pick a term.
Call them hipsters.
Nah, hipster is different. Hipsters don't wear Louis Vuitton. I'm talking about.
Well, I mean, like, you're labeled
wear,
a certain way of how you look. A hipster is like.
Yeah, but that they
know,
wear
beanie
flannels
in
and.
In summertime.
Flannels and beanies and chucks and chain wallets.
And glasses. I wore chain
beards.
And okay, but you. Beards. Yes. I did.
You probably carried a skateboard around, too.
No. I was like, the Jim
you
Jones.
It
was Jim Jones era.
Okay, so 2007 or something?
Whatever. Jim Jones, Ed Hardy, Skull Belt Buckle.
2009, yeah.
True Religion. I mean,
okay. That's,
True Religion, that's Boot Cuts.
06.
Actually, that was the first sneaker shopping they did, and it wasn't even on purpose. It was on accident. I was going to say, I watched a
that
video.
Was the one.
Jim Jones?
Yeah.
Well, no, well, hold on.
Which one?
Hold on.
Bow Wow before Jim Jones?
No. Listen, Jones. I watched a video the other day. So Complex has a vlog too, and I started watching their vlog recently. It's actually kind of dope because they go around the office and like talk to the employees.
Oh, that one's kind of tight.
Complex?
That's
yeah.
Tight.
You learn about the business.
Well, no.
But
you talking about the fake one. You've seen the fake where he takes a fake Bape NMD and a real Bape
yeah,
NMD.
That's their
and
oh, yeah, 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 yeah. He does like,
that's
he does
just
a,
one of the episodes
it's called,
from the vlog.
What's that one called? What's that thing called? It's called
and Complex
fake
might be
flex.
Still
is it worth it or something? Or
no,
I mean, fake flex,
yeah, the
fake
hype.
Flex.
No, yeah, fake flex is that one. But the one you're thinking of is is the hype, something hype.
Yeah, and he does like fake Supreme shirts and Jordan 11s.
Yeah, and they did one with like In-N-Out burger versus a McDonald's burger, and then like Chick-fil-A versus like McDonald's chicken sandwich or something. Yeah, it's called Don't Believe the Hype.
Don't Believe the Hype. That's what it is.
But anyway, it's like their
and I have
Complex
not,
stuff is dope. Their vlog is dope.
I need to catch up on Hot or Not.
But he did one.
I can't remember the last one I watched.
Hot ones. He did one where he interviewed La Puma, and this was like in at the end of January, about sneaker shopping. And he was talking about how it started, Jim Jones and whatnot, and they were in Flight Club, and Jim Jones had them boot cuts on, and he was making fun of La Puma because La Puma had Slims on in that era, which might have been when the Slims first started.
Because...
And he was like, your pants are too slim for me.
True Religion boot cuts, that's when they were fire. That's cold hard facts. Yeah, they were fire.
I mean, in that to that like period. People who like that, but you still could get away with wearing Slims. That was a thing. Like La Puma might have been a trendsetter. Who knows?
He might be.
But anyways, to that point, that was the first episode, and then the next one that was really the first episode because that one was an accident. The producers went to him and were like, "This was a great idea. We got a lot of views off Jim Jones." Wale had called. You might remember.
Lost his mind.
Yeah, because he wasn't on the top 50 albums for the year or something. Right. So they were like, hey, let's do the first ever official sneaker shopping with Wale in Miami, and then hopefully he'll broach the subject.
Oh, that's right. That was in Miami.
And then Joe La Puma asked him some question about something. Oh, are you still seated? And he was like, well, I'm not as high on the list as I used to be. And Joe La Puma was like, why? And he was like, well, it's probably because I call up sneaker magazines and cuss them out.
What album was that for?
I have no idea. 2013 remember. Is when it was. So
I can't remember
which
album that was. I mean, I own it, but I can't remember which one it is.
But anyways, like I said, like I don't mind kids trying to look fly because we don't call them clothing heads or whatever. You know what I mean? Like they're just trying to look dope. You look like everybody want to look tight when they go to high school.
I'll tell you guys this: go to Money Kicks Instagram. Go to what's the other dude's name?
The problem is he can't dress.
Blake Lindley. He's 14.
Linder.
Like it doesn't matter. Okay. No, I'll come back.
Blake Linder. No, Blake Money Linder. Kicks has all that money and buys all them shoes, and then the rest of his fits or whatever is trash.
No, I'll tell you. Hold on. Blake Lindley.
Linder.
Linder. Win. All these cats. Go to their page and look at the comments. That's it. I don't care what you see with them. I don't care if you see a little 14-year-old boy wearing Yeezys. That's not what we're focusing on. We're focusing on the people. You look at the comments are like, oh my gosh, you're doing it. You're doing a sweet thing. Now, Money Kicks had a picture. He's what, 14, 15? He's not 16. He's holding a Louis Vuitton bag wearing like a $500 Da Vinci shirt. And how much are like off-white shorts? Like off-white hoop shorts? Like 300?
Yeah, something like that.
Like $300 shorts. Yeezys and holding a Louis Vuitton bag.
But that's not fire, though. That's just...
No.
We're not talking about it being fire. We're talking about the people standing.
Okay.
I understand that, but I'm just saying, like, to go back to that point, that's nonsense.
He can't dress because of how he looks. He's just a little boy. Like, if I threw that exact fit on, it'd be fire.
Nah, that's just label, whatever you want to call it, like labels, whatever.
It wasn't whack clothing. Like, it's expensive.
Debatable.
I mean, okay.
I mean, I wore just Don shorts 2 weeks ago.
Anyways, make your point.
The point is, his caption on Instagram was making business deals on the beach. Okay, he's not. No, you're not. You're not even of legal age. You probably don't even have an actual photo ID besides maybe a passport or something like that. Like, in the comments are like, you keep doing your thing. You out here changing the culture, bro. I love you so much. Yo, can you shout me out, Money Kicks? Yo, can you follow me? Yo, I have no money. Could you please give me some of your Yeezys, bro? I'd love to come and see your animals, man. Hit me up in my DM. So you wilding, all right? You wilding out, all right? Now I get celebrities because it's fact he flies them out to perform birthdays, things like that.
I don't believe it.
He is. People were like, oh, yeah, it's facts. People were always like, oh, yes, he does that. That's 100% fact.
I don't believe it.
Because I've seen stuff on it before. Now, the fact that they go, I understand.
If you think he's giving, okay, so the family has a lot of money. Not but if him. You think, not him, the,
right.
the people. If you think that one family has enough to pay like every celebrity like $2 million or something to show up just for that, you're crazy.
Much. Not that much money.
Why would they go for anything less than that?
$2 million. I think Drake and Future went for like $500,000.
He's going for like $2 million.
Yeah, then
Tiger going for $2 million.
Tiger Woods is.
People make appearances for like $12K.
Yeah, that's not like
not flying to Dubai. I mean, what level are you on? Mariah Carey's not going nowhere for $12,000.
I'm sure they're there for something else.
Silento? Yes. Mariah Carey? No.
But she probably got about a good $280,000.
She was going somewhere else in Dubai. I refuse to believe that she just went to his house.
I'm sure she was going somewhere else. And they were like, I'll give you $300,000.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I buy that.
I'll give you $300,000.
Absolutely. Maybe she was. But like a Big Sean got paid to go there.
How do you know?
Because I read on this stuff how they like fly people out for like just private concerts and private parties. Yeah, but it doesn't mean it was
that family though. He could have been with anyone.
Whatever. Hindsight, yes. Either way,
the country of Dubai pulls their money together and they pay celebrities.
These cats.
However they get there.
These cats
They're definitely getting paid. I'm not debating that. Yeah. They're getting paid for the show. Like in one of Money Kick's videos, him and that other famous vlog man, whatever he is, Mo Vlogs or whatever, who doesn't even do sneaker content. He just, because it's not sneakers, it's whatever. They went backstage.
Fuck that kid.
And I don't know who that kid just is. Another rich kid who drives Bugattis and limp, whatever else. In Dubai. Everybody in Dubai has money.
Talk like how you talk. Talk like them. Talk like them.
Hold on.
Do your impression. do your money kicks impression.
But anyways, they went backstage, and when Rihanna was there, it wasn't their concert. They actually had to like sneak in, and they just seen her backstage, and they were taking pictures like as she was leaving the concert.
Yeah, people want to talk about how Donald Trump's spending money to build a wall while Dubai is paying celebrities as a country to come visit the Ligers.
If you want to be upset about something, by the way, and you dislike Donald Trump, be upset about the fact that how much money they're paying to keep his wife in New York while he's in D.C. Be upset about that.
But yeah, like I said,
that should be a new segment. Be upset about that.
All those kids.
That's a fire segment. Let's talk about things to be upset about.
All those kids, they're welcome in the culture. They're welcome, but they shouldn't be revered, worshipped, liked, whatever. Yeah, Somebody was like, you need to learn what the word worship means. I said, if you say I love you, money kicks, please shout me out. You worship them, all right?
Whoever said, figure out what facts mean.
If someone really said that,
100%.
Whoever said that needs to kill himself right now.
And he was like, "Your show's boring." I said, "You must be between the ages of 8 and 15." He said, "It's boring. Everybody in the comments don't listen to it."
Hey, but and that's the thing. By all means,
who said that?
Listen,
some geek. I don't know.
You feel free to have whatever opinion you want. If you dislike our show, feel free to comment and tell us.
We don't dislike people who
have negative comments about us. You guys are still listening. We love our fans. But if you come on here,
a lot of comments are based off the picture too. Right. They didn't even listen. They just based it on looked at the picture.
And I told that man.
Hopefully the picture goes viral and then we get known for that. But anyways, it's ridiculous if you're coming to someone else's page and telling them they're being a hater because you're standing for a child. You should be embarrassed by yourself. Embarrassed.
It better be.
Unless you're like their relative or something and you come into their defense, fine. Other than that, off yourself.
I told that man to chill out. And then you deleted it all.
Okay.
You felt bad for him because I roasted him.
No. It had nothing to do with you. It had to do with other people, like we piling.
Yeah, he was saying they just piling
it was
on.
About 50 comments of people, F you. Like, that's not, I'm not trying to pile on the guy. Like, y'all made y'all point. I completely
We're
understand.
Not here to pile on anyone. We may no. make fun of you. That's yeah. the point of our like, show.
I'm
but not we're not going to just keep going on like, after
I'm
you and after
you. I'm not
going
to lie to you. That thing, overly sensitive. It was. Like, it just went too far. I don't even want to harbor and talk about it again. But the fact that, like, I wake up in the morning, the freaking Instagram, I wake up, it's other people. It has nothing to do with you guys anymore. Nothing to do with us. You. Your podcast sucks. The greater than sign sneak this. Yo, they're right. Like, I'm like, yo, all right, enough. Like, and I'm talking, that, and I'm not talking 2, 3, 4. I'm talking about 17, 18, 19, 20. Like, comments were through the roof.
Again, like you said, if they went to his page and did that,
that's what I'm saying.
Whatever.
If you want to,
we have no control
page,
over that.
If you want to go over there, go ahead and knock yourself out and do it. Like, it just was too much. I'm like, all right, you know, I ain't trying to be, we ain't got to be a jerk to him. You made the point. Man's point, all right, cool. Now, he shouldn't have to wake up in the morning and if you think this is off the hook, like, that's just much.
Like I told him, like, you know, if somebody thinks our show is boring, we had a fan tell me that my belligerent takes last week were out of control. Like, hey, that's everybody's opinion. Like, see, I'm not going to lose sleep over it. I'm not going to cry about it. I'm not going to get in anybody's inbox
and
DMs all over
it. I don't want to talk strictly about, like, us, the show like that, but I get literally comments, emails,
post thing. Greg, I hate your voice. George, you're annoying. Ryan, you're annoying. And then I'll get, yo, greatest show ever. Awful show ever. Like, it's never the same.
It happens. There's it lovers never, and there's ever haters. The same.
And I like all you. And, like, I'll always be respectful of you guys. As long as you're respectful of us, we appreciate you guys. We follow you back. We, like, I appreciate it. And we're becoming, slowly becoming somebody in this culture or whatever you want to call it. So
I mean, part of the whole mantra is no censorship. So why would we censor people who come on our page outside of the one where they're piling on someone when it's unnecessary? Yeah, but why would we censor like fans' bad comments? I don't care. I appreciate the listen or whatever. Give us pay the attention. If you dislike us, go pay attention to somebody else.
And if you hate us, tell us why so we can make it improve. Better.
Yes, yeah. Please tell us why.
Tell us why you hate us.
I mean, we've been at the studio the last few times because the other audio people sent. Bruh.
People said it sounded like I was deep throating the mic. I didn't kill myself.
That's a fact. People were like, that sounded disgusting. And I was like, it didn't, but it didn't sound like that to me. When I listened to it, yeah, it just sounded loud. But anyways, you want to go to the top 10 list?
Top 10. Mine's like fucking kind of whack. I bought a lot of whack shit.
My list is fire, though.
Mine is fire. All right. Facts.
What a lot of fucking.
So what we're
you
doing
don't have
is,
what I said early on your list.
It's on the list. Top 10 worst sneaker cops by the Sneak This Podcast members. And we want to hear in the comments the worst cops that you've ever had. So anybody who listens to this.
Don't put one. Put a list.
Put a list of the worst cop sneakers you have that you've ever copped. Anybody got honorable mentions?
Yes.
Okay. I do. You go first. I'll go mine.
What a simple guy.
Pretty much everything on my fucking eBay list right now. Nike Trainer 5.0 Win the Day Organs. Nike Solar Soft Yeezy Moccasins.
Whoa. No, because when we originally copped,
No. These ones.
Oh, yeah, those suck.
Oh, yeah, those suck. Not the black and red ones. The white. Oh,
you
white
got those?
Yeah.
Those look like Native American baskets.
Those are from Pocahontas. Yeah. So.
They're terrible.
Those joints are reservations.
Extra Butter Gelite 5 Snake Charmers.
I don't even know what that is.
Every AJKO I
see,
ever
this
bought.
Is the thing. This is hold on. Hold on. This is the thing. Simple AJK? Has so much stuff that when he's saying stuff, we don't even know,
what it is.
That's how much shoes you
every
have.
Every AJKO I have.
I'm not going to say yes. I'm not going to say no.
I love that's AJKOs. False.
Yeah. You put one on lately? Might be the thickest shoe ever.
They tried to say 13s were earlier. So let's not go there.
Yeah, they make Jordan 12s look like Freeze. That's all for my.
Yeah, make them look like racers.
Yeah, they like George Miller racers.
13s make them look like racers.
What's is that your honorable mentions?
Yeah, that's my honorable.
What's your honorable mentions?
LeBron 10 Dolphins had no business buying that shoe.
I got LeBron 10 on my list.
You could put LeBron 10 Christmas on there as well. I have both of those.
But they didn't suck though.
They didn't suck.
The
then. Model
they suck sucked
now.
For us.
They, suck now.
They
suck
now. Sucked for us. They didn't suck in general.
Did you ever
they
wear
for
one?
Us.
I've wore the only ones I've wore to a Suns game. I wore the All Stars, the purple with the 3M speckles. Well, I wore them to a Suns game with black.
Oh, the black area pants. Of
area 70.
They made a Suns colorway, didn't they? It was gray and had purple and orange.
Oh, that was
no, it was gray, black, and orange. It was like the lava or something. But
oh, that's right.
They that did. Do, Diana Taurasi did have like
the
two or three.
Taurasi,
yeah, she had PEs, but no, they made a like a gray one that had purple
yeah, but
and
it was
orange.
It was gray,
no, it was
black, and orange. Like a lava called like lava
purple. No.
The purple one with the orange was the All Star. It was purple, orange, and 3M speckles.
The ones that we picked up, they held them for us.
I think it's probably one of the better 10s.
Galaxy thing or whatever.
No,
the year
best,
after
yeah.
the Galaxy.
No, the best 10.
Area 72.
The best.
Yeah, there we go.
The best LeBron 10 is the Jade. I mean, not the Jade is the one, and then the one that came in the burgundy one. It came in like a diamond box.
Cutting Jade. Cut the King's Crown.
King's yeah. Crown and the Jades. Those are the only two.
That's
that
the one
were,
you're thinking of?
Yeah, yeah. We got those from Nike RSVP. Shout out. I was going to say Sneak This. What was it called? Sneaker Valet.
Shout out to the Sneaker Valet.
We had two of the best companies in the sneaker culture, period, ever.
We got the best sneaker podcast, and we had the best Twitter RSVP service.
All right, LeBron 10 Dolphins. I didn't have the Christmas on there, and I just Dolphins. Remembered that, so you could put either one. The Kith Grand Opening Gel Saga and Gelite 3.
Oh,
the ones you always call barbecue
my God,
ribs.
Those suck.
I don't know why I bought those.
I don't know
those.
Why I got those
I just
either.
Figured like the hype. When I checked out, I was like, oh, I got some Kiths.
I got the threes.
Terrible. I was able to sell the Gelite 3s, but the other ones I have,
honestly,
and you call them barbecue ribs.
My whole list could be filled with general release Gelite. With Gelite 3s and 5s that
new balances.
I copped. And New Balances during that whole hype.
I don't have one ASIC, one New Balance on my list.
Concord SBs. We had no business buying those.
I still
think
have
you
those.
Got a pair. We got them from the plug.
Yeah.
And I, if you remember, I ordered his entire stock that he had remaining, which is like 10 pairs, and it's like sold them to everybody in $8.99, and I had like one pair left over.
I don't think they don't suck. Work.
Oh, they suck. If you they look at them suck. Now, they don't suck. They look don't at, suck. Pull the picture up.
No, see, when I look at them now, they suck. I think they look better.
No, trust me. I wore them one time, and I was the SB person.
That's a fact.
Why did I? Once. That's how bad they were. Concord SB. Because it also took me forever to sell it at pound for pound. Obviously, no one now cares about SBs, but
well, I'd still rock that.
And then
that's not too bad.
I'd still wear it. Sucks, I'd still wear me.
The tongue, obviously.
I mean, yeah.
And you actually got a good story to go with that. You maybe might if you tell
like,
a story.
Can you like unstuff the tongue? Pause.
You could probably slice it.
You
and
probably
take it
could.
Out. You could probably slice
but
it.
But they which suck. One? You were at the mall with Sean.
Oh, with the homie Sean. Shout out to the homie Sean. Well, he's gonna beat up that dude.
You got a good story about that.
I can't really remember it, though.
Was it PacSun? Where was it? No, Industrial.
Yeah, I remember that dude was cutting up, and he said he was going to throw him off the balcony in the mall.
I thought that was Don.
He said he was like...
Who was that a picture of?
I don't know. They're just on feet.
Currency?
I think that's Jumpman Bostic, son.
Yes. Better be careful.
What else you got?
You not going
to
tell the story?
I remember the story. I can't remember. I'm trying to remember it. I just remember Sean.
He said I got an itchy trigger finger or something like that.
Oh, the dude told Sean. So, like, it was these cats, like, these young gangsters had been camping up there all night. And we finally got in the mall, and security was tripping. And the young gangster goes, we're, like, just chilling. And I'm with the homie Sean. What's his last name?
Shawnee Sneakers on Facebook.
That's the homie.
Sean Malier.
Sean Malier. He was in New York right now. And Sean did something. Told the kids to chill out, and the dude said, yo, I got an itchy trigger finger. Bruh, Sean was like, I'll throw you off this balcony, you little short mother. I lost it. Homeboy was scared, all right? Gangster was scared. That's facts. I was scared, and I was with Sean, all right? I was like, yo, bro, chill. But that's the homie. Shout out to Sean Malier.
All right, so Concord SB. And then the last one is not so much that the shoe sucks. I never wore it, but there's a story behind it. So the SB High Jägermeister.
I don't know that story.
It was a 100% impulse buy. I was at Casey Moore's. So you know where the first original Cowtown is, obviously, in Tempe, right there.
Oh, that's right.
On Ash. Or,
and Ryan better have one of these SBs on there, too, from Cowtown.
Yeah, Ash, right? I used to live on. Yeah, Ash and 11th. All right. I was at Casey Moore's. And I was wasted, wasted. And I was like, oh, the new Jägermeister just came out. Yeah. went to Cowtown, wasted. Like, obviously, it was still open, so it wasn't that late at night. Went to Cowtown, copped it, put it in the car, went back in the bar and kept drinking. Next day, for some reason, I was mad. And all I can remember is, like, punching the box. Or I had the box still in the car or something and got mad and destroyed the box. Yeah, so I had the shoes.
You were angry drunk.
All right, that's not true. Well, if someone makes me mad, I'm gonna be angry, period. But destroyed the box. Complete impulse buy while wasted from Casey Moore's. Went cop, put it in the trunk, went back in, started drinking more. And I Jägermeisters and never wore them.
I don't even know if I've ever seen you wear them.
I never wore them.
Oh. You still got them?
I sold them.
Oh.
I don't know how.
Without box.
I don't know how.
Honorable mentions.
It was destroyed.
My honorable mentions. And I thought this might be on your list, but I don't think you put it on here. Nike Kobe 8 EXT Reds.
Oh, it's on there. Well, not the red. It's on there.
Okay. I put the Reds because we paid, what, $235 or something from Crooked Tongues?
I don't think it was that much, but yeah, it was kind of high.
Grip.
It was a grip. It was like $200.
The problem
$205 is. $205 maybe?
And the problem is we bought them early, and we didn't even have them.
Well, they it was the Euro, yeah, it was the Euro release, right. And they...
The shipping
and they
about
hadn't
a month.
Come out in the U.S. yet,
but they by the time we got ours from Europe, they had released in the U.S. and then nobody wanted them. They sat like
I can't believe that's the shoe. If we did a top 10 of like shoes we thought would go high,
fire,
and never
both EXTs.
And never sold for anything, that would be number one on my list. I know you would have polka dots on your list because you probably still upset about that. But
now, Nike and I think Simba should agree with this. Maybe it's a dope shoe though. Nike LeBron 12 NSRLs.
Oh yeah,
I don't even know what that means. I'm sure they suck
because
if it's a LeBron 12.
Those teal ones, they didn't suck. Like they
wait,
still
you
don't
bought
suck
a LeBron
now.
12? I'm gonna find out some
I
stuff about
them,
this
I
Liz.
Bought
I didn't
them
know.
From the six, yeah,
yeah. Simple you remember those too. Those teal ones with the orange and the gray?
Yeah, and the only reason why I bought them is because Wale had worn them, and I was like, okay, he made them look all right.
Fire!
They fire!
My God,
they don't suck.
They don't suck.
That right there.
Yeah. That's it.
They suck ball sacks.
That's a bad angle. Right?
Yeah, it's on your list for a reason, all right?
And number one, whether you guys agree or not. Whether,
I told you not to buy them.
Whether the listeners agree or
number
not.
Number one, what do you mean?
I'm sorry, I'm going to mention. My top one I'm going to mention. The Nike Jordan 4 Cement 2012.
Why?
It's a replica.
I knew you were going to put that on there for some reason.
You can't do that.
I knew you were going to put it on there.
What? What are you talking about? Why would you wear 2012s and you got OGs?
Because I haven't worn the OGs at orgies.
Well, that's a sneak disc.
I will never wear that shoe again in my entire life, and I can't do nothing with it.
Speaking of,
yeah, you can. I sold mine for $225.
You sold it before OGs came.
The last time,
mine are yellow now.
I put it on consignment before, but it didn't sell before.
The last time I saw you wear those was fantasy football draft.
Fantasy football draft.
Listen,
what's going to happen with that now that the commissioners moved?
OGs are going for over 300 now. You can sell those for like 150 or 175 or whatever.
We might have to start a sneak disc fantasy football league.
We might have to. I saw his homie had been had those this weekend. Shout out to the homie Ryan Valdez, is that his last name? I guess he's not the homie if I don't know his last name. Anyways, and I meant to ask him. I meant to ask him about the commissioner. But anyways, but yeah, to me, and this is fact, Jordan 4 Cement 2012.
Well, he said something else too, but.
Are replicas, all right?
Well, I mean, whatever. I disagree with you, but all right.
No, it's a replica.
I'm if fine
you
with
make
your,
the real
point.
Version later, what do you call the one prior to?
You wouldn't stop wearing black cement. 2011s if the other one came out and you didn't get it, though.
Are you crazy? Yes, I... Well, that's a little different. No, that's different because a 2011 Bred 4 and a authentic, there's nothing different about it. You can't do anything about it besides maybe better suede. Like, there's nothing dramatic. There's no cement on it to make better. There's nothing on it. The colors were correct on the OG.
Well, I said three, but I guess
or
four,
whichever,
same thing.
Anything. But anyway, so who wants to go to... Oh, 10...
Mine's not really in order.
I'll
just say some of my terrible cops.
I bet your cops are going to, we're going to think you had a lot worse.
Flamingo at War Reebok Classics. They were the camo Reebok Classic with the pink toe.
That Galaxy Air Force One better be on that list. That's all I know.
But you're picking stuff that sucks, bro. They sucked already.
Okay.
You said Trainer 5.0s. You got some other worst cops.
Barclay Posit, Area 72s. Actually, any Barclay Posit.
That absolutely would fall on the list. Because you know why? Because those are super expensive, too, when they came
they
out, which makes it worse.
Super expensive.
How many of those you got?
Two.
I sold a pair of those.
The Suns ones and actually three. I've got the Suns ones. The cloak ones and the all-star ones.
What I was telling you, I looked back at my eBay. That's the all-star terrible. One, right? I sold that joint for like $340.
That's about $800 worth of shoes right there. That might be almost $1,000. They were like $275 each.
Oh, yeah.
They were two. Yeah, they were like $225.
Holy crap.
LeBron 12 gumbos. Those are fucking terrible. I can't believe I bought those.
LeBron 12 gumbo.
Yeah.
I mean, if you know what a LeBron 12 looks like, so I can only imagine.
They were glow in the dark and purple from the All-Star.
Oh, yeah, those are terrible. Wait, those aren't 12s?
Yeah, they are.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Wait. Yeah, I'm almost positive they are. Look it up.
LeBron,
yeah, that's a 12.
LeBron gumbo. That's 11. LeBron. These see? Ones?
Oh, you're right. That's
yeah, LeBron 11. 11. Yeah.
Those are terrible. See? LeBron 11 gumbos.
Holy shit.
yeah, that's right. The 12s were like a white and black. Opening day Gel 8-3, which was on George's list. That's on mine.
I don't know how you guys thought of that.
No, that was terrible.
Because I was thinking of stuff that I either still have or took forever to sell.
Not me.
And I still have the Gel Sagas.
Sock darts. Like the red and blue Independence Day sock darts. I don't know why I bought those. Really? I'm sure I have worse stuff.
Oh, I'm like, that's right up your alley.
LeBron 10 Christmas right there at George. I don't know why I bought that.
How many is that?
That's six. All so right. I've got like five more.
What
so.
You got, George?
I got to pee. Oh, I have the worst shoe. I'm going to leave it for number one.
No, Air Force One
I have the worst
Galaxy that we made fun of you forever.
Worst,
that has to be your number one. Yes,
which one?
It does.
Which one? Those, which one?
The one you had
Air Force
in your,
one,
the one,
Air Force One low.
Yes, the one you had in your trunk.
Oh, that was bad. No, I have a worst
that
one.
Better be number
I have
if you
worst,
got a worse one
I have
than
the worst
that,
shoe,
you better remember.
I have the worst shoe ever made. In fact, I'm going to go pound for pound myself a picture of it up. I'm going to go on and find it. We could put it on the Instagram.
All right, number 10, KD5 Christmas, the one with the you just call
fuzzy
it fuzzy TV or whatever.
Sucks.
I had those.
Trash.
We all did trash cans.
Number 9, Kobe 8 EXT Black. I thought it was going to be one of the greatest shoes ever when we saw the pictures. It looked nothing like the pictures. I was so upset when opened the box. The Kobe EXT 8 Black.
Whack. You still got those? You
have which ones?
Kobe 8 EXT Blacks.
This no, one, I sold those. I have the reds. Whatever.
I sold those too.
I have the reds still too, and I'm going to sell those reds too.
No, I'm wearing those.
We got too many red shoes. I just bought red and Nikes. I mean, I, no business wearing
switch
those.
It up.
And I think a 12 in that EXT is bigger than, like, that shoe for some reason is made bigger. Did you get a 9.5 or what'd you get?
Tens.
Oh, that has to be gigantic.
Oh, no, I got 9.5s. I don't know.
Oh, all right, because I got a 12 and an 11.5 would have been better in that one, but not in any of the other 8s. It seems like the EXT was, anyways. Number 8, you guys are going to be upset about this, but I'm going to explain why it's on here. Concepts, when pigs fly.
What the fuck?
The reason is, hold on.
It's the
new lace locks?
Hold on.
If you say lace locks.
If you say the lace locks.
Hold on.
The only
it's
way.
Voided.
All right, hold on. Not my pair. The pair that I ordered from Concepts online that I thought was coming with the t-shirt, the whole pack, the lace locks, everything. Number one, it didn't come with a t-shirt. It didn't come with any of that. They forgot the lace locks. When I finally got it, by the time I got everything, it was a size 9, number one, so not my size. Couldn't wear it. So my whole intention was reselling it. If you remember, that joint sat at Flight Club for about 2 years, and I texted you when it sold, and you were like, how much does it sell for? And I told you what it was, and
oh,
you were baffled
that's right.
that it actually sold. So that was one of the worst cops ever. I wish I knew someone that was in that size 9, because I just would have sold it to them for what I paid.
Yeah,
that's why
that.
It's on there.
That was an ordeal. But
did you ever get your size?
Yeah, I have mine. But well, just a, but just like the pair I got from the plug.
But
the,
to be
my
clear.
Size.
So you never got lace locks?
No. I mean, I did. Oh, I got.
Yeah,
yeah,
they
mailed
them separate.
The funniest part about it is I always had the impression that Concepts was like dicks because based on everything. Remember how long the shipping took on cocaine balls? I called him up. The dude answered the phone. Nicest man I've ever talked to in my entire life. He was like, oh, we forgot them? Sorry, give me your address. We'll send them to you right now. Got there in like 3 days.
Get there faster than the shoes.
exactly.
But when,
I was
but
shocked.
To be clear, when pigs fly.
No, the shoe is
probably
yes.
top three dunks of all time.
Probably
maybe number
three.
One.
Yeah, I'm fine with that. But like I said, I knew you guys were going to be upset, and that's why. Number one,
yeah,
I got it from Concepts. They forgot stuff in the box, and then by the
work.
Time I got it, I couldn't sell it. Yeah, exactly.
That
but
joint took about
some
almost
of these
a year and a half,
like
2 years to sell. Because it had defects. Well, not defects, but like it was missing stuff.
Yeah.
Like
terrible. And then it sold for $450 when like other pairs were selling for maybe like $250. It makes no sense. Anyways, number 7, same exact story, different shoe. Kobe 6 East LA. You know I love this shoe. I saw something on Twitter or somewhere. Someone was like, Chicago Nike has pairs and they're doing phone orders. This was when they were going for like $300 or whatever. Called the Chicago Nike. They had a 10.5. They sold it to me. They shipped it to me. By the time I got it, joints were going for under retail. Couldn't sell it. Had it for 2 years. Finally sold it at Flight Club or on eBay or something after 2 years. And I think I made money on it. I don't think I took an L. But the fact that I had it for that long and couldn't sell, I wanted to shoot myself for buying that shoe. Basically, I just had money tied up for 2 years for no reason.
I thought those was always... The blue one, right?
Yeah, the East LA, the Dodger color one. Because I have my size, and I love
right.
that shoe. That so it's not on there because I don't like it. It's on there because I bought a size that's not mine and couldn't sell it for like 2 years. Number 6, you'll remember this. LeBron 9 Low Cyber. The one.
Oh, my God.
The one where that man, we call that man, and he was like, I'm doing bulk orders. Or we saw it on Twitter.
Well, that was what's his name in Miami.
Yeah, bulk
whatever
orders, and we
is.
Were like, oh, we can get them
almost,
for like 75. Should we order a bulk order?
How many pairs were we going to get?
Like 24 pairs,
like
24 a case.
Pair. We're going to get an actual shipment. We were like, oh, these might fly. But this is back when people were copying.
Yeah,
everything.
LeBron's, Kobe's, everything. Nike basketball was flying.
Oh, my God. He almost sold us an entire crate, like a UPS.
And we got it from that store in
a freight.
No. Oh, yeah. Was it the Vegas store or was it the other one? What was the other store we bought online from? Where we get the other one that's number one
oh,
on my
Sweet
list? Sweet
160.
From. But not that. Well, we got a pair. What was the other one we ordered from, though? We were
Feature.
Like, it might be fakes or it might not be fakes. No, it was like online.
Oh, Deathstock.
Yeah, Deathstock shoes. So that's where I got those from. For And they were under retail, but you want I sold them at Flight at Pound for Pound for $75. And I'm shocked
I mean,
that someone
bought
them.
Dude, Ryan, your list should be very similar to mine. That's number six?
Yeah, that was number six. Okay. Trash cans.
Oh, number 10, Reebok Alamo Kamikaze.
Yeah, that's, that sucked. Yeah, that sucked.
I told you not to buy it.
Well, because like that was like when the colors were...
You went crazy.
That was when the colors were falling, when the colors of like pink, all that stuff was still around a little bit, but it was falling off. It was dope because it came out Mitchell Ness jersey.
Well, hat, it was on the restock.
All so, that I mean, stuff. Yeah. So it sucked. And yeah, I got it on like the restock. A year later. I got it at the All-Star game in New York from Packer, Pop-Up Shop, SNS, whatever. Number 9, Nike SB Miami. Those suck. All right. The pictures, we thought those were fire. How it had the water insole.
Okay, yeah, I saw the picture suck. Of those today. I wasn't going to put them on the list, but I mean, it was in consideration, I guess.
Number 8, Nike Penny 5 Dolphins.
Oh, all God. Right.
That should have been on the list. I knew you were going to put it on there.
We couldn't wait to cop those. And that was back.
Those are better than LeBron 10 Dolphins,
they
by
are.
The way.
And they don't suck. It's just that the shoe itself, the materials and stuff was trash. Like, it was garbage. And when we saw Wale wear it, we was like, oh, yeah, these joints are fire.
Can't wear that stuff with anything. I don't know how he gets away with it. No.
That's the thing. When you're like rich and somebody, you can literally do whatever you want.
Well, they wore DMV KD5s and they looked fire.
Yeah, he wears everything. It looks fire. Just you're,
oh my God, I forgot about one.
Not at Complex Con thing when you went on that panel. He didn't. Because he wore them Supreme highs. Them joints look trash. Oh, he had the tongue out. And,
But he was wearing I think a dope varsity. It fit. I don't know. Anyways. Well,
yeah, you said he can kind of get away with whatever he wants.
Number seven.
Whack with
number
jeans.
Seven. Kith. Times high snobiety, Blaze of Glory Pumas. I don't know what I was thinking
when you got those.
The box.
We were like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Like,
I don't know what I was doing, man. The materials were dope. I was stupid. And number six, Nike SB Shrimps. The only reason
No.
The only reason why is because we sat outside for however long. We sat outside for however long.
That lady forgot. That was the first time we ever met.
No, we didn't even know you. We still didn't
talk. But it was the first time we ever met. It was the first time we were ever in the same place at the same time.
Yeah, but we didn't know it.
I don't even know the story.
Yeah, but we didn't know it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the lady, remember, I was like, you guys might have been in front of me. And then the lady walked in and she was like,
oh, yeah, credit card failed or whatever.
So she had to leave. And so when we got in, they had a 9 and a – no, you guys were behind us because they had a 9 and a 10. So Trejo and I bought the 9 and the 10. I bought the 10, he bought the 9. Because he would have bought the 9 or 10 had he been in front of
me. I didn't get a 12.
Maybe you got the 9 and a half. Maybe you were in front of us then. Yeah. Maybe you were in front of us. Maybe we were right behind you.
I don't like it. I just hate it. I couldn't get rid of it. Finally got rid of it a long time ago, but still, I didn't.
Oh, I still have mine.
It was overrated. It was like, bro, it's a shrimp in the back. It's a blue shoe.
Yeah, I know, but the shoe is like black with pink laces. That's kind of dope.
It's not even black, is it? It's like navy blue.
Yeah, no, it's black.
Oh, I don't know what I'm talking about.
I mean, I'm not saying it can't be on the list. I just hated it.
Now my top five, dope. Fire. What you got? Did you label
yours
now?
I recreated. Yeah.
What you got?
Number 5.
You better have what I want on there.
No,
you already know most
whatever
of my
you're
top
thinking.
Five.
These are worse. Number 5, Hyperposite Statue of Liberties.
Oh yeah,
those are fucking
we
terrible.
Bought those
we had them, but
sold them
for over resale. Yeah, those I can't. So I can't agree with that.
Number 4.
If you missed the wave on reselling them, then fine.
You guys, they're still in my shoe room.
Oh my God,
you might have the only pair.
I might have the only pair left in existence.
They might be worth about $2,000 now.
Number 5. You guys probably don't even remember these.
Holy crap,
remember
you still have those
Air Max? Remember the Air Max Jordan 11 Fusion that they did? They had like the cherries, and they had.
You talking about fakes?
Yeah, you talking about fakes?
No.
You had 360 Air on a Jordan.
No. Hang on, let me look it up.
Are you talking about Air Force Ones?
No,
a Jordan 11 Fusion. Yeah. What?
Air Max. Sure. It was like an Air Max 90 and like a Jordan 11. It was called. They did like a couple of them. They did 13s. They did 12s. They did.
There's no way.
Yes, they did. Hang on. It was this. It was this. CMFT. Air Jordan, Air Jordan 11 CMFT. So
the South Beach was worse.
I have the white,
come on,
white and reds.
Those don't suck.
No, they suck,
bro.
I still have them.
They look like Concord Lows.
I mean, they suck, but they don't.
No. This one sucked. The South Beach. That
I also
sucked.
Have Air Jordan 12 CMFT Lows.
Let me see the 12.
which is the 12s actually aren't that bad.
Oh, no, the 12 one sucked. I remember that one. What did the CMFT stand for?
Comfort. I don't know. Who knows?
That's what I was going to say myself. Those 12 suck.
I had these ones, the blue with the...
Those suck.
Yeah. I still have them, actually.
What don't you have?
Number two is the Air Force One Area 72 Lunar.
Those are so
bad. And you know what the shittiest part about that was? Is that I went and bought those at Arizona Mills, and then leaving Arizona Mills, I got a call from an employee at Foot Locker that was like, hey, we have one pair of Royal Ones left in a size 90. One of them, I was like, oh, I spent too much today. I'm going to pass. And then I called back immediately, realizing what I had done, and he was like, oh, I just sold them to an employee. Number one, it was the worst decision I made as a sneakerhead ever. Number one,
wait, I'm going to pass. Bad decisions too because I like not buying stuff?
No.
Because I have the worst one ever.
Number one, and we can post this picture on the Instagram. I'll pass it around to you gentlemen as we're sitting here.
This better be bad because you really hyped it.
This was bad. When Nike ID was first popping off.
Oh, I know which one this is.
And everybody was making
this sucks.
Nike IDs.
He was trying to sell it at a sneaker event. Is this what you're talking about?
I think, yeah, probably.
Worst ever.
It's the worst
ever. I don't know. That Air Force worst One ever. Low should have been on there.
I rocked that. And he said it. That was number two.
That was, said it was number two. Right, this is number one. This is the worst shoe ever. It sat at Pound for Pound. I tried to sell it at a sneaker event. This is not the shoe because I can't find the picture of the shoe, but this is what I tried to make. A KD5 Yeezy net.
It was awful. He was trying to sell it at like a heated soul summit or something.
It was gold with
your money
pink lining with
mail those back.
Glow in the dark everywhere. They sat at Pound for Pound for 2 years. The guy from Soul Assassin bought him before he closed up shop and ran out of town.
Oh god!
For himself. For himself.
He could afford it. He took everybody's money.
Yeah, he took everybody's money. So he could just piss that stuff away.
Oh yeah, that's one of the worst shoes ever. All right.
You ready?
I seen that shoe in person on his table.
I'm gonna send it in our group chat.
You know every shoe that's on here, and you're gonna laugh at all of them because except maybe one. Number five, Dunk High Dornbecker.
Oh, that's one of the worst. That's
the heart one.
Probably the top two worst dunks of all time.
And I had.
Facts. I told you not to buy them.
Well, and I even had what's the name? Trayvon, help me.
Oh, that's right.
He even had to help.
You even
get
got
him.
Help.
Number four, you probably thought this was going to be higher, but number four, Krampus SB Dunk High.
Trash. Oh, and I told you not to buy this.
I bought that, but I sold it.
Yes,
God.
You did.
I was like, them joints are actual black hair shoes. Krampus is one of the worst sneakers of all time.
You're right. Number three, and number three goes along with the story I told about the Wimpigs flying the Kobe East LA. Uncaged Ultra Boost, when I thought I got a size 8 on that first colorway that came out, the like black, the one, no, I don't think you got that one. The first one that came out, the black with the white boost.
Oh, you got it for, it was a,
I got it from End, yes. Oh, and I checked out, no, it was a size 8.
Right.
It's not even my size. And I checked out because I thought they flew. So I thought they were going to fly for over retail. And I got it. And they're literally selling for under retail. Had that joint for about a year, however long it's been since it came out. And finally on GOAT, it sold like a month or two ago. I think my
that's
lucky
that
stars.
High?
What?
That's that high?
Bruh.
Your niece couldn't wear that?
Hannah tried it on, and I would have given it to her, but it was a half size too small, and she had just bought her own Uncaged Ultra Boost from 602. So, awful.
What's number one?
Number two. No,
that's
that was
a kind of high.
Bro,
that's a little high.
That shoe is the bane of my existence.
I didn't know you were
the
that
reason.
Stressed.
The reason the Wimpigs fly, I mean, Wimpigs fly wasn't, is because it was at Flight Club and kind of was like out of sight, out of mind, wasn't in my house, and it, you know, potential to sell at any time. That Uncaged Ultra Boost was just like staring at me every day when I went in there. Like, let me get rid of this.
You have worse than that.
I thanked my lucky stars when that shoe sold. When I got the email from GOAT, I almost ran out on the street and ran around celebrating like Rocky.
The street. Well, that's number two.
Number two, Adidas Jeremy Scott Bones, JS Bones.
I had
no business buying that.
What one?
The JS Bones, the Jeremy Scott Bones.
And the
like
bones
when he was making
the
all the, yeah.
Another one I should have said.
Worst shoe in history, maybe, along with the Panda and whatever else they made and all them Gorilla, all them shoes. Worst
those
ever.
Should be only for kids.
I thought it was going to resell high, and I ended up actually, no, I sold it a long time ago.
I remember I went to his house, and it was in the closet.
It was there for years. It was there for like 2 years or something. It was sitting dusty.
What's number one?
And then
number one better be good.
Number one. You already know what number one is. Number one, the worst cop of all time, because I think we might have copped about five pairs.
God.
LeBron 9 Plummet Fakes. Summit Lake LeBron 9, because we thought we had the greatest steals in history.
We pre-ordered them from Sweet 160 in Vegas.
Not only did we do that, we also bought them from Deadstock Shoes, and I think I ordered one on East Bay.
We bought so many pairs of those. I mean,
worst decision
ever
in history. Not even sneakers. Ever.
I couldn't remember. I remember I was in New York stressed. Like, why do we got all these Plummet Fakes? And remember you had sent me a text like, yo, there's a Summit Lake socks. And I ran. I'm in the hotel. Ran down in Manhattan. Who has y'all got Plummet Lake socks? Like, losing my mind. Nobody wanted them shoes.
I remember seeing Flo Rida wearing them.
Dude. But that's when that model with Big Bangs before that.
Big Bang.
Because they was stuff was flying, those LeBron 9s. Miami.
Cannons flew off the shelves.
Oh, cannons still with my
Swingmans flew off the shelves.
Swingmans. Miami sat, but then the prices went through the roof on the Miami Knights.
You can get a pair of Big Bangs now for like $1 60.
I'm watching a bunch on eBay. So like, I'm gonna cop. All right, number five. Six pair of black infrared sixes.
No, you can't.
You
can
sell those for $300 easy right now.
I had no business buying six pairs.
I told you that before you did it.
That's a bad cop. That's a bad cop.
It may, what you did to get the shoes may have been the worst part. But
okay, no homo. You chill.
Dang, what'd you do?
What you did. All right.
You got to chill with the NH, so you got to start saying pause. Yeah, you got to yell that.
We got, the listener doesn't like
you might
that.
Have to, you might have to cut that out.
Number four, multiple Summit Lakes, LeBron 9s. That's my number four. I mean, we couldn't get rid of those forever. I had just, after we started getting rid of some, I had one pair forever. All right. Number
three. The cats I sold them to on Twitter started following me, and so I was like, all right, I'll follow them back. And I check, like, every once in a while, I'll go in there and delete followers or whatever. And if I notice someone hasn't tweeted in, like, a year, I'll just unfollow them. Two of the cats I sold those to, still I was following last time I went in there and started deleting people.
Number three, two top three Jordan 1s.
Yeah, that's not anymore, though, because they actually moved
now. It's not anymore, technically, but it is. At the time, I paid $285 for both.
So you All lost right. one?
Yeah, lost one in a bet. Like,
still have
I still have one. I'm keeping that. That's mine.
I told you they're going to be $600 before long. Who predicted it?
They're $400 right now.
Number two, Nike Air Max 90 Polka Dots. I got those from Australia.
Oh, right. Shit. Yeah, those suck.
I paid like two. I thought they were going to fly. So I was like, ooh, people going to lose their minds for them.
Oh, I have those.
Not a single
somewhere.
Person cared.
Nobody cares.
Simple.
New York City racer things.
Yeah. Number one. This I'm so shocked this isn't on your list. You just got it. Nike Air Cruise Reds. Worst cop ever. Now maybe it's not for you because you didn't pay how much I paid. All right.
Yeah, I got a good deal.
I
pay 180?
Rip. I paid like $340. All right.
I paid 180.
Never wore it. It's trash. It sucks. All right. Hot garbage. All right. I wouldn't be surprised if nonsense. Like I utter trash.
You might be fake too.
You smoking. I made sure. I even asked Nate. I asked everybody to look at this to see if mine, make sure mine are good.
I forgot I bought that. Yeah, that's actually, yeah. I'll try to wear it one day.
I thought about wearing it here one day. Anything else?
You go wear it with the hat.
That's a fact.
That's a sneak disc.